Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for February 20th, 2012. In cryptid news, the woolly mammoth footage shot in Siberia has been discovered to be fake. Imagine that. The video was created from known footage of the area, and the mammoth was added by computer. The original owner of the video has come forward with great displeasure over what has become of his footage. If he is able to track down the person who created this fake video, he seems to hint at collecting damages from copyright infringement. Copyright law is very fuzzy, but it would serve some justice in many levels if he were to succeed. Unfortunately, fooling the public with fake paranormal media has become big business in the last few decades. Speaking of hoaxes, there will purportedly be some big news in the Bigfoot world coming very soon. This news centers on what is referred to as the Sierra Kills incident. This is in reference to events that took place in November of 2010, where a man supposedly shot and killed an adolescent Bigfoot after shooting and wounding an adult one. The man and a friend returned to the scene the next day and took samples of the creature, which have been sent to Melba Ketchum for DNA analysis. This will be big news for sure, but it will more than likely slowly unravel and become nothing more than speculation at best about what Bigfoot is. But stay tuned for more on this story. And another side note, since we're talking about hoaxes, remember those Georgia boys who perpetrated a hoax on the whole world back in 2008 who claimed to have a Bigfoot body in a freezer? Well, during a cross-country trip in their truck and recreational vehicle, they suffered a fire which closed down one side of the freeway and severely damaged the RV. No word yet on if the government had anything to do with it, or if they claim a Bigfoot was responsible. No one was hurt in the fire. In UFO news, a UFO has supposedly crashed in the Spartanburg, South Carolina area. A bright light was seen in the area for several seconds, followed by a loud boom. One local resident not only saw the light and heard the boom, she also heard a loud crash in the woods behind her property. Experts are stating the bright light was more than likely a meteor of the bolide variety, a rare type that, due to its composition, emits a brighter than normal light. While the media and residents seem fine with the explanation, paranormal journalists are calling this a downed UFO. Video of the event was captured on at least two cameras and clearly shows a meteor-like object dissolving in the atmosphere. You know, it's okay to admit a logical explanation every once in a while. On Thursday, February 16th, as many as 8 lights appeared in the skies near Homestead, Florida. Not only was this observed by many, it was filmed by at least 5 different vantage points. One video was turned in by a law enforcement official. One photograph has also shown up with this unique UFO sighting. So far, no logical explanations have turned up, nor have any further sightings of the lights. The most logical explanation is flares, since the lightings were seen near the Homestead Air Force Base, although no word has come from the base about the sightings. In ghost news, just in case you've been living in a cave for the last couple of days, the biggest news in the ghost world is that Grant Wilson, co-founder of the Atlantic Paranormal Society, widely known as TAPS, or better known as a star of the Ghost Hunters television show, has decided to call it quits on the show after 8 years. Why he's leaving and what his role will be within the group are still unknown, and unknown is how much longer this television show, which is credited with the boom in paradrama, will continue to air. And in other news, conferences, conventions, and other paranormal gatherings, at the end of this month is the VA Paranormal Quest, February 24th and 25th in Lynchburg, Virginia. March is the Texas Ghost Show on the 10th in Beaumont, Texas. The North Texas Paranormal Unity Fest, March 9th through the 11th in Red Rock, Texas. The second annual Afterlife Awareness Conference, March 9th through the 11th in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And Phenomenology 104, March 22nd through the 25th in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Also just added to the list of events, speaking of ghost hunters, Steel City Paracon, May 11th through 13th in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. A few cast members of TAPS will be in attendance at that Paracon. To see the entire list of conferences and conventions, please visit my events page at paranewsinsider.com and click on the events tab at the top. We are not associated in any way with any event listed and cannot guarantee any information provided. Please check with the appropriate website for particular information. And if you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grand Dark Conspiracy. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.